The Dance Theater of Harlem Company performs in Charlotte this weekend. The 47-year-old dance institution is comprised of people of color from around the world. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia got a sneak peek of the show and spoke to two dancers who say they were drawn to this particular group because of its talent and its history.
Dance Theater of Harlem was founded in 1969 at the height of the Civil Rights Movement. Its mission was and continues to be to bring the art of dance to children and adults of color. Now, the Dance Theater of Harlem Dance Company draws multicultural talent from around the world.
My name is Francis Lawrence, and I am 28 years old. I was born in Australia, and my background is Indian and Irish English.
He's been with the company for four seasons, and the group's diversity is what attracted him to it.
In Australia, I was the only colored person, and I went through the Australian Ballet School, and in the Australian Ballet Company, there was no one. And I didn't have a lot of people of color in Australia to look up to. So it was really interesting when I came across this company to be like, oh, there's people who look like me and do ballet.
And being a part of a diverse group has other rewards besides working with talented dancers, like meeting a mother and daughter after a show who were uniquely moved by a performance.
She said her daughter turned to her halfway through the show and she says, "Mommy, all those girls look like me. I think I want to be a ballet dancer."
There's also diversity in the type of dance you'll see at the group's show. This is contemporary ballet, a fusion of expression and impressive physical strength. The group's style makes dance more accessible for everyday people, says 28-year-old Texan native Lindsay Krupp, who's also been with the company for four seasons.
It either uses familiar music or just the dance. It's very emotional. It's not as reserved. So I feel like it brings a lot more that everyone can relate to, actually.
Not that there's anything wrong with traditional ballets like your Nutcrackers or Swan Lakes, but she says there's more out there.
It's the same as, I think, like reading books. Reading the classics are wonderful and they're very fulfilling and enriching. But at the same time, like, there's a lot of room for new things.
A blending of two worlds, she says, the company does quite well. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Uptown.